Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend, Sam Norwood. Sam is senior partner with Tatum LLC. Sam, tell us about Tatum.
Tatum is a provider of part-time and interim employees or contract employees, primarily in the financial area, all the way to CFO and controller of businesses that are growing or going through change and who need specialized, really great help. And yep. We're all over the country, so our partners, our professionals, are out helping mainly small and medium-sized businesses run their show.
Executives you can rent, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Rent a CFO.
That's the way I used to be when I had my consulting company. I was executive vice president. You can rent. So, folks, check them out at TatumLLC.com. Sam, capital expenditures is the only bright spot, and that's 60 days out. Is that a little bit of a green shoot for something? I mean, can we hang on to that at all?
Well, there are two items in here. This is one of them. Two items in here that are affected by the summer season. One is capital expenditure commitments. Typically in the summer, a lot of businesses slow down. They do their they shut down for a couple weeks. People go on vacation. They do their capital upgrades and expansion things, changeovers, and so forth occur during the summer months more than in any other time of the year. Mm-hmm. So it is typical seasonally that capital expenditure commitments go up in the summertime. And that's sort of the seasonal offset to our employment indicator. We do not do seasonal adjustments, but we do recognize them and talk about them some. Typically, employment is not strong in the summer, in part because of the vacations and so on.
People, the furloughs and things.
Businesses
like, yeah.
slow down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I think that you do have seasonal adjustment in the public reports that come out of the government.
Right.
So
right.
Our capital expenditures are strong. We're glad to see it. It does indicate some sense of confidence about the overall future, but it does have a seasonal positive.
But if capital availability, and you point out capital availability is not strong either, does that mean that they're funding this with their own cash?
What it means, I think, we're sideways in the last 30 days, but the outlook is very negative, mainly in the sense that good
this
news
is for credit
in the economy
this
is bad news. Is bad news for availability and pricing of capital. Mm-hmm. And we see even in the 10-year bond is not so important to small businesses, but it's an indicator of thing of interest rates to come. Mm-hmm. And the 10-year bond interest rate has risen materially and is expected to go further up in the coming months. Mm-hmm. And that's of concern to financial people who are going, when interest rates are rising, that's a higher cost of our capital,
right?
And can also mean that there's a certain amount of tightening in the availability of loans.
I'm really concerned, Sam, about, as I have been for some time, about the Fed unwinding their QE positions.
Well,
How that's going to be a shock to the capital markets, which will all find a way to make money regardless of which way the market's going. But small business owners are planted in the ground, and I'm really concerned that we're going to get the brunt of the bad news when they start unwinding. What do you think?
Well, I think that if you can visualize the Federal Reserve in its unwinding of quantitative easing, they're going to be buying a smaller amount of bonds in the coming months,
right,
and years than we've been doing. But we've been artificially propped up by
That's
their
right.
buying of these
well,
bonds.
No. The stock market has been artificially propped up, not Main Street. Main Street has not been propped up. That's my point.
Well, it's only in the housing that's certainly benefited from lower interest rates and lower mortgage rates, and that has a broad effect in not just house building but the broader sector. So I think overall, the Fed is not going to kill the economy. They've got like a little dial, and they can dial it up and dial it back. I don't think it's going to be so serious.
I think you're right about that. TatumLLC.com is the website. Sam Norwood, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back next time. Bring some more green arrows next time.
I'll sure try.
Work a little harder, okay?
Okay.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Sam joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are made for. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.